Hello.
What's going on, Rockstar?
How you doing?
Doing very well. It's been a long time, mister.
Yeah, I know. Definitely been a long time indeed.
Yeah, there's rumors that there was like this lockdown, like this big old disease took over the world since the last time we talked. And I go, nah, I just talked with Paul last week. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, I know. It's been a long time coming here. I know it's wild these last 3 years, Juice.
Yeah, it's been wild. Look at your personal life. Look how it has universally grown. It has been so fun watching you grow into this beauty of energy.
I really, it's been actually a bit surreal. I think just after the pandemic, especially just the, I think just the time of healing that it's in, I think that everybody's ready for that coming back together sort of vibration. And I think we've all sort of been prepared for these times. So yeah, it's been pretty surreal.
You've answered the call in so many different ways, in the way of speaking the word as well as sharing the word through lyrics of songs. And I love the way that you allow the universe to work with you.
Yeah, it's really interesting just the way that the divine design sort of is flowing. And I think that this is just it. Like, we've been prepared for these times. I think that we're living, you know, in some of the most profound times as a human being. And many scientists, you know, are talking about the sixth mass extinction even. And I think we all are sort of waking up to the fact that there's just a lot of things that have happened in order for us to get to where we're at right now. And it's a gift to be alive.
How are you able to put this into music? Do you pull from the darkness like comedians pull for their jokes?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that this is just it. Like, I know, you know, just to be very frank, I actually I thought that human beings had sort of come a lot further in my own ignorance, let's just say. And the fool that I am, I know that I pulled from the darkness in 2020 into 2021. Mm-hmm. And wrote my eighth album. And it was really, it was probably one of the most profound albums that I've ever written, just to pull from that space that, you know, was so hard on so many people transitioning and so many people sick, and just the way that people were handling and, you know, dividing, you know, in so many ways, the polarities. And I just pulled from that, and I really just connected to God and did my thing with God. And this album came out of me, and it was incredible. And it's the album that's actually kind of making its waves around the world right now. Yeah. And it's Spheres of Love.
You talk about the space and utilizing the energy of that space. Don't you think that the lockdown gave creative people the space? No, there was no race to hurry up and get done. We had all the time to make it right.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because it was sort of like this massive pause in, I think, it was almost like a reset. It's a reset of so many things. It was a reset of, I think, where we've been, what we have learned from where we've been, kind of to where we're at, and kind of really reflecting and contemplating where we're going, individually and collectively. And I think that this is the thing, you know, we learned a lot through the pandemic, and I think we're going to be learning about what happened in that pause for probably, for at least a couple decades.
Yeah. I spent some time with Kirsten Grind, who is pretty big when it comes to the knowledge of the banking system that seems to be plaguing the world again. And I asked her the question, right, is it possible that we are the second greatest generation of all time? Because Paul, without artists like yourself, we can find no peace. People, they look at religion and they run. They look at universal speaking and they run. And it's like, quit running and start listening. The artists are bringing the peace that they feel.
Yeah, and I think that this is just it. Like, art is having a renaissance right now in a way that it's not had in a very long time. And I think that, you know, for me, I've always kind of said, you know, the fame thing has seems to dwindle more as time goes on, because I think what's happening is, as consciousness rises, as awareness becomes more, you know, focused on, you know, the quality of what people are creating as creators, I think what's happening is the appetite is changing. Mm-hmm. And I think people are really ready for a different kind of art, a different kind of response, you know, a different kind of reflection to happen. And I think that's kind of what's going on right now, is that we're, you know, as creators and co-creators, we're actually sort of upping the ante on what we're interested in. And I think that, you know, in these times, as we shift out of the dark sort of ages, if you will, into the light, I think that artists are actually, you know, the ones that are creating peace, love, joy, happiness, and prosperity are actually starting to be recognized for that thing that really is an intimate relationship with another soul in art or through art.
To plant your lyrics and that beautiful piano into an album is one thing. To take it to a live audience, what is that like for you? Because I always want to step into the zone of where you are when you're in front of people.
Yeah, that was, I have to tell you, I sang, I was just announced today that I'm going to be in Sedona actually singing with Dr. Bruce Lipton, who's very famous for the biology of belief. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he's an incredible man, and he talks about so many beautiful things about biology and belief kind of coming together with epigenetics. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's really cool. And I shared the stage with him in Denmark, and it was the first time that sort of people came back together after being so isolated through the pandemic. And I sang to 1,000 people for his event. I was a guest on his stage. And I sang a song all about healing the world. And I got everyone in the audience to sing the refrain, and it was, "Come on, heal the world. Come on, heal the world," and to beam love from their heart. And it was so cool seeing people together, singing together, and that unity that can happen when we come together and actually just from our heart, just simply love life and love each other and the world. And I think that just, I think it's probably one of my most favorite moments in the world. And I've never really felt like that as an artist. And I think after COVID, it was that much more amplified.
There's so many different generations that have lived out and put up this stage for us to be in this place now. But it seems like we have become the people that live in the corner of our eye. We're always looking in the corner of our eye to find out, okay, what's coming up behind me? I need to know what's going on. But it's albums like the one that you've released here that give us the opportunity to look forward and instead of looking into the corner of our eye.
Yeah, and that corner of the eye thing, I mean, It's funny because there's so many, I always say that there's so many people making noise right now. Mm-hmm. I think everybody can be, everyone can use auto-tune or, like all of these AI and technological sort of advancements. Everybody can be a singer. But I think the thing that's sort of interesting in these, I watched Jagged Little Pill, a documentary with Alanis Morissette just last night. And it was really cool to just see what she did when, she came out like beaming out of nowhere, and she created sort of this opportunity for new doors to be opened. And I think that's what's happening, I think, in some of these, these ways right now, in the corner of the eye, is seeing things that they didn't even know could happen in music or in, in writing or nonfiction, even literature, perhaps. And I think what's happening is we're just going through this renaissance of just the heart has no more ability to just be quiet and silent, and that we're going to start living from our heart more than ever.
Okay, let's talk about that subject, the heart. I had a heart attack on July 21st, 2009. Here's the thing. My doctor looked at me, my cardiologist, and said, "Your heart never stops growing." So when you talk about the heart, that's the first thing that I thought of, was my doctor says the heart never stops growing. With your artwork, look what's going on. You're filling that new heart with something very positive.
Yeah, and I think that, it's really interesting when you get into these, the new age sort of movement and even Hollywood. I'm very interested in, where the inspiration comes for Hollywood. And I think a lot of times what I'm noticing is Hollywood and new age kind of are coming together. Mm-hmm. And to speak to the point is the fifth dimension is often referred to as the heart. And, I know that I feel very much that the gates of heaven or to the connection of the universe is through the heart. That is where I find God. Mm-hmm. So I think it's interesting with the heart. I believe it's a portal. And when you live, they say the longest journey is from the head to the heart. And, it's the heart where we're born as children. And I think, the kingdom of God, so to speak, is from the heart. And I think we're starting to realize more and more that the heart is where all the magic is. And when you live from it, when you become love expanding love ultimately from the heart, what happens is when you have it as your compass and the guide that it is, it brings you to the next thing that's loving and kind, and you do grow, you reach and stretch more, with that love.
From one creative person to another, the way that you just described that, in my heart I felt like your new album is a newborn child. Now, when you compare it to the older collections of music, do you see their maturity as being the bigger brother or the bigger sister to this new album?
Yeah, I would actually say what I kind of realized through this is I said all of the things that I've wanted to say all along, but it's just concentrated. I have a Danish friend that sort of she was sort of sharing how her work is like bouillon, you know, like the concentrated sort of bouillon stock or whatever. And I have to say that that's sort of how I see this album is sort of like a concentrated version of all of the things I've wanted to share, I think, vibrationally with love. So, yeah.
What's the interpretation been from those that are receiving the music?
Yeah, well, I think ultimately it's a journey, and it's really interesting. I have a couple of songs that I was guided to put on there that are prayers, and it's really interesting. Like, the angels are listening, the universe is listening, you know, and you start talking about these sorts of ideas, and what's very fascinating to me is, you know, is the universe listening to us? And that's a big question that I had in this album. And the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. And I think it's as simple as just asking for help when you need help. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you need something or when you feel something in your heart, to not be afraid to ask, you know, the universe for assistance. And I think, you know, the great, if we're built in the image of God, so to speak, maybe it's really as simple as just not forgetting to ask for what you need if you need something. And that's sort of this whole album and this whole idea is just, you know, I said everything that I wanted to sort of say to the universe through this album. And I think that's sort of the magic of it, really.
I love having these conversations with you because I always think of the writer hider, the writer and the musician that will create in the privacy of their own life, but they don't release the art that is growing beyond them. And I want conversations like this to land inside their heart saying, take a chance. I don't care if you sing a little bit out of tune. That means to me that you're human. I love the way that you're bringing that universal call to the presentation to these listeners in the way that take the chance. Because Paul, come on, you were not this creative and you were not this spiritual the very first time. I mean, you were there with the first time when we talked, but we also talked about losing your father. It's been amazing to watch you grow through all of this, and you have been such an amazing teacher to my listeners.
Yeah, I think what's really interesting is I think, you know, it's 12 years later, just to put a timeline on the fact that my dad died 12 years ago, literally to this month. And I spoke at a suicide awareness event actually last weekend, and I was asked to speak, and it was really, really hard because there was a teenager who had just taken their own life in a very small community. And I was asked to speak, and it's the first time I haven't cried. Like, literally speaking publicly at a suicide awareness event that I was asked to volunteer at. And I realized actually this morning in preparing, you know, just reflecting about our talk today. And I was thinking about how far I've come in 12 years. And I think, you know, I think the goal in life is to be your highest self and manifest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's taken me a lot of strengthening and courage to get there because I used to be a scaredy cat of a lot of things that I'm not really so scared about. And I think that's growing older. Like, that's what getting older is all about. And, you know, it takes time, and courage comes in little teaspoons, and you just have to, you know, teaspoon by teaspoon, you have to fill up your little cup, you know, and the courage eventually gets stronger, you know. So I think that's sort of what's happened, and I'm doing the best work that I've done, I think, right now.
Well, you are a very blessed man. Where can listeners go to find out more about you, your present journey? I don't want to say the past, because I think the past is always growing, but everything that you have brought forward for people to put into their heart.
Yeah, well, I have 8 albums, and all of my music's available through all major streaming services, so Spotify, Apple Music, etc. But my website is bekindness.com, and it's bekindness.com. And that's the idea of pollinating love like a bumblebee. So, like the bee, yeah.
Hey, let's don't wait for another pandemic for the next time that we talk. I mean, we both have been so busy. I understand it, but we got to talk more, buddy.
Yeah, I'm in anytime, Arrow. I love you with all my heart. And thank you for all you do. I really, really appreciate you.
No, thank you for what you do. You're inviting peace into a lot of dark places, and I just love you for it.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. And to everyone listening, take amazing care of yourself, okay?
Be brilliant today, sir.
Yeah, you as well. Thanks a lot.